getting an update on the condition and progress of winter and spring wheat. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. In the latest crop progress report released on Monday, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey goes over winter wheat crop heading progress and crop condition ratings thus far.
Likely the next to last look at winter wheat heading shows 93% of the crop headed out on June 15th, 1 point ahead of average, equal to last year. We see an increasing list of states 100% headed or beyond. That list now includes on June 15th, Arkansas, California, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Texas. In the far north, our slowest state, but not unusual, 38% headed in Montana, 2 points ahead of the five-year average. Winter wheat condition, not expected to change much as harvest moves north, 52% good to excellent. That is down 2 points from last week, could be related to some of the wetness and disease issues that come along with that. 19% very poor to poor, that is actually up 3 points from last week. So again, seeing reflection of those unfavorably wet conditions during harvest.
And how about spring wheat? Rippey goes over that crop's progress.
The emergence for spring wheat, 89%, 3 points behind the five-year average, 5 points behind this time last year. The only two states that have not fully emerged at this point, Montana, 70% emerged there. Five-year average is 95%. North Dakota, 92% emerged, 4 points ahead of the five-year average. We have been dealing with drought in Montana. Just in the last week, we picked up much-needed rain, but it was reasonably cool. So now we're seeing drought emergence delays now followed by some wet weather. Spring wheat headed 4% on June 15th, five-year average 6%, last year 4%, no heading yet in Minnesota, Montana, and our spring wheat condition slowly coming back from some early struggles as moisture has been improving in some of our production areas, 57% good to excellent, 9% very poor to poor. That's an improvement from last week's 53% good to excellent and 9% very poor to poor.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.